Welcome to this members briefing for subscribers to the BizNews Club. I'm Alec Hogg. It's Tuesday, the 11th of November, 2025, and in this episode, we focus on the ruckus in the UK, where the once respected national broadcaster, the BBC, has been exposed as, well, anything but fair and balanced. This is a subject close to most people's hearts, or so it should be, and especially to the BizNews tribe, given the way that we strive to always give both sides of the story. And it's extraordinary, actually, when you look back at, for instance, during the COVID-19 phase, when we were simply giving the people who said, vaccines aren't the best way to go about addressing this terrible crisis, giving them the opportunity to explore and look for new avenues, that we then got attacked mercilessly by those who were following the party line. Well, the BBC in the UK has gone beyond that, as we'll find out in just a moment. But before we cross to our partners at the Financial Times and at The Economist, and clearly the two most respected publications in the world are based in London, so they know pretty much what's going on. I just want you to know that tomorrow I will be a little late with the distribution of the members' briefing. And the reason for that is that I'll be in lockup at Parliament. This is a place where you can't ask for better eyes and ears than deep inside exactly what government is doing, especially right now where we have highly controversial and potentially bankrupting ideas like the national health insurance story and other issues that are on the table at the Government of National Unity, which hopefully is going to be bringing some rationality into the way ahead for South Africa, a country so long blessed by its people and governed by people that, well, are not exactly blessings. Anyway, let's move on to the story of the moment, and that we pick up with Rosie Bleu. Now, she is the host of The Economist's podcast, The Intelligence. Rosie sets the scene.
The Director General, Tim Davie, and its Chief of News, Deborah Turness, resigned. The trigger, a leaked memo criticising a documentary for editing a Donald Trump speech in order to mislead viewers. It's the latest in a string of controversies at the broadcaster over allegations of bias. Trump has welcomed the resignations, but trouble at the top reveals a far deeper crisis at one of Britain's best-known institutions.
I think for the head of the BBC, this was really the last straw.
Tom Wainwright is The Economist's media editor.
It comes after a series of controversies with their news coverage, and I think the whole thing really highlights the difficult role that the BBC has to play and has always had to play in the media landscape here in the UK.
So, Tom, let's break down what happened. We've had high-level resignations after a leaked memo. What was in that memo?
Well, this memo was about a documentary which aired on the BBC actually last year, and it was a documentary all about Donald Trump. And the controversy concerns two bits of the speech that Donald Trump made on the 6th of January 2021 that were edited together. This is the clip straight from Donald Trump's speech.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women.
And this is how it appeared in the documentary.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and I'll be there with you, and we fight. We fight like hell.
Now, he did say those words, but those two sections were edited together, and they'd actually be more than 50 minutes apart in his original speech. And people quite reasonably said that this was not a fair way to edit the speech.
Wow. And you hear the dramatic music as well. It makes it sound like Trump had instigated some kind of a revolution when, in fact, he hadn't. And the consequence of that was to shine a light on a host of issues that the BBC has been busy with. Now, I guess the question has to be, why didn't Trump and co. pick up on this a long time ago? Why did it take an internal memo to have the kind of impact that we're now seeing? Maybe it's just that old story about the last straw that breaks the camel's back. Our partners at the Financial Times in this morning's FT News Briefing picked up on the story. Here, host Mark Filippino speaks to the media correspondent, Daniel Thomas.
Yeah, so it's been a few days of really high drama at the BBC. This came after a sequence of events really kicked off from this memo, which was sent to the BBC board by a chap called Michael Prescott, who's a former advisor to its Standards Committee. He accused the BBC of a series of failings in its coverage of Donald Trump, of the Gaza war, as well as things like the rights of transgender people, really coming to focus on a lot of wider concerns over the BBC's coverage over the last few months, and indeed longer. And it came to a head really over the weekend when Tim Davey decided that he should resign, partly because the BBC has been a political punching bag for so long, and it's quite a tiring and quite a difficult job to do. But he was followed also by Deborah Tennesse, who's the head of news for the BBC there as well. So this is a seismic change for the country's national broadcaster. It's a massive story here for the political media scene, which is going to keep me very busy for the next week or so.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of those things that are going to keep you busy for the next week or so. What are some of the controversies and rumblings that were going on even before this?
Well, the important thing to note with the BBC is how kind of it aims to be an impartial, independent voice, particularly when it comes to news. And the problem is that we operate clearly in a media landscape which is often far from impartial on various sides of the right and left. The culture wars are raging here. The BBC is right at the heart of that. And because it's got so many people doing so many different news stories all the time, programs, it often does make mistakes. And that's one of the issues here, is it's not that there isn't justification behind the criticism of the BBC, because there absolutely is. It does make mistakes, but it does try to deal with them when it can do. It does try to make amends, like all responsible media should do.
So Dan, what are you looking out for moving forward?
So this story is going to run and run. Donald Trump yesterday said he is looking for at least $1 billion in damages if the BBC doesn't retract this edit. So you're going to see Trump continuing, I suspect, to go for the BBC. Here, the BBC isn't always going to be this political football. It's a lightning rod for cultural and societal debates. People want to see the BBC reflect themselves to some degree. It is a national broadcaster, so there is some justification behind that. But because of that, it's always going to be kicked around by politicians on both sides of the house. So I think this one's going to run and run.
Dan Thomas is the FT's global media editor. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Interesting times that we're living in. And it also shows you that you have to be so careful about what you consume in the news media. Here's the BBC, which many of us grew up believing was about the most balanced news organization in the world. They were giving all sides of the story, often sides of the story that I might not have agreed with at that point in time, but at least I knew that everybody had their say. Now we realize that's not quite the case anymore. There are too many examples of how that too, even the BBC, has been manipulated into serving bad actors and certain agendas. Well, I'll be back again a little later tomorrow, but back as always. Until then, cheerio.